Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Excuse me. I'm so glad to see you. It just feels like it's been forever, and we have so many great things to talk about today. We are going to be talking about some wonderful Trump clues. What is going on with President Trump joking about the Strait of Hormuz? When was he calling it the Strait of Trump as a joke, or is he real? Is that real? So yeah, we got that. Also, this Trump cash, he's going to be signing the new money. So what is going on with that? We're going to talk about that. I also have, I want to talk about his legacy, what he wants it to be. And so we're going to jump right into it. So these are the topics that we have today. Also at the very end, we're going to talk about something that Netanyahu said, and it got spilled all over social media. So if you are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical, what we're experiencing. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad to see you guys over there. Uh-oh, I sound different. It's me. My voice I think it was, I had a little frog in there. I think he's gone. Yeah. Molly's voice has been abducted. Don't tell me my voice is acting up. You know what? I did have a weird thing going on with my microphone. And so it was weird. Is it okay? My voice is deep. Really? Okay. Well, as long as you can hear me, because the other day it did something really weird and it was like all scratchy and scary sounding. So I'm hoping it's going to be a-okay today, but I'm glad to see you guys. I sound deeper? I have no idea. Seriously, you guys, sometimes I'm just like, what is going on with my laptop? I sound like a man. This can't be. Y'all got to be good. Is it like, can you even understand what I'm saying? That's so funny. Can you even understand what I'm saying? Sexy voice today. All right, great. The Bible ladies have a sexy voice. All right, well, hopefully you can understand what I'm saying enough for us to go forward. No, I'm not sick. No, I'm not sick. I'm just, You guys, what is the deal? Pray for my laptop. It's just like somebody's always messing with me, it seems like. Oh, yes, we can understand. Thank you, songstress. All right, so let's get started. Our wonderful president is so funny. And the Dilly Meme team made this out, changed it over to the...
It's so incredible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz, and is it now the Strait of Trump? And, yes, currently, it's really, there are some ships that are going through there, but it seems to be still controlled by the cabal, not really Iran. As we know, our issue is not with Iran, it's certainly not with the Iranian people, it's with the cabal that has controlled the Iranian regime and run this whole thing for so many years. So yeah, what was President Trump joking about? We want to talk about that. I want you to hear what he said in case you missed it.
We could do something, but they have to open it up. They have to open up the Strait of Trump. Hormuz. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Such a terrible mistake. The fake news will say he accidentally said no. There's no accidents with me, not too many. If there were, we'd have a major story. No, well, we had that with the Gulf of Mexico. Remember the Gulf of Mexico? And one day I said, why is it the Gulf of Mexico? We have 92% of the area around it. They have 8%, really less than 8%. But for 350 years, it was good. You know, they were there 100 years longer than us, Mexico. They're at 350, we're at 250. And I said, I've said often, asked myself, why do we call it the Gulf of Mexico? It seems like we dominate. Well, when I checked, it was more than 92%. So I announced, I wouldn't say Mexico was thrilled, but I announced that from now on, the Gulf of Mexico is going to be called the Gulf of America.
So now it's the Strait of Trump. Check it out one more time.
Hormuz. Excuse me for this. I'm sitting now, and it'd be great if we could do something, but they have to open it up. They have to open up the Strait of Trump. I mean, Hormuz.
Strait of Trump. All right. So what is going on with the Strait of Trump? And we're going to really do a little bit of a dive into this. And I appreciate this from Susan Kokenda. This is the big picture of what is going on that you will not hear on the mainstream news. And this is why, you know, it's very important that we understand what's going on. How do you take down this behemoth, this monster that has controlled commerce worldwide? How do you take them down? Well, as we talked about last week, was it Sunday? This video right here, Trump Clues. If you haven't seen that, definitely go and watch that one. The Real Choke Point, and also meet potentially Iran's new leader. So this was actually on the 24th, which was this past Tuesday. So in case you missed that, definitely go and watch that. It's either on YouTube or on Rumble. But okay, so we know, and that the whole premise of that is that we have taken control of the insurance, that the Lords of London are no longer controlling the insurance for the ships that are running this commerce. And also they are no longer being able to do this speculation and to control the price of oil, because President Trump took control of that with opening up the ability for lifting the sanctions on Russia so that they can trade. So really taking the control out of the speculators' hands, where they always control the price of oil and therefore control the world commerce. And also causing all of this mayhem constantly. And that is another way that they've been able to control how the price of oil. You know, you look at the price of oil, like who is controlled? Well, this is who it's been. The Lords of London have... I call them the Lords of London because the name of their insurance is called the Lloyd's of London, but they think that they're the Lord. They think that they run the world. And so they're finding out that that is not the case. So yeah, let's go through this and look at what else is President Trump doing so that he gains control of the Strait of Trump, right? And that's really what it's about, is taking the control out of the hands of these, this criminal cartel who's controlled the world. While President Trump was building a new diplomatic space with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Pakistan, and Gulf states, the EU and the UK and NATO were not even at the table. They're not even able to come in and be part of the negotiation because they have lost the power. This is what it's about. This is what you'll never hear about on the news because they're the fake news. They're just trying to, you know, to do some magic trick to make it look like they're in control when they are not. So there's a, it says President Trump is forging back channel talks with Iran through a new regional board of peace with the traditional players of the EU, the UK, and NATO completely silent and increasingly powerless. This is what he's doing. And so those people who are out protesting, the No Kings, I mean, it's just all over the news. That's all they're talking about. They're powerless too. And they, you know, there's just a lot of noise, a lot of chatter about it, but they're not being able to control what's going on. President Trump is very much in control. So, and also doing this to wrestle this power out of their grasp. So the weakening of Iran's proxy network and harsh reality check for Europe's self-inflicted energy woes is the end of the criminal cabal running the world. This is huge news. They're crumbling fast. Their new architecture is already delivering tangible wins. Lebanon is moving fast against Hezbollah. So remember, I was just saying that they caused all this mayhem, all this conflict. They've had used Hamas, they've used Hezbollah, they've used, you know, all this. That is crumbling as we speak. Many of them are making deals because they see the handwriting on the wall. They're not listening to the fake news, and neither should we. The Palestinian Authority is openly condemning the Iranian regime, and Hamas is reportedly considering disarmament. Have you heard any of that on the mainstream news? No. That's why we always look at the current events and try to piece together what's happening and not listening to the fake news. They strip Iran of their leverage without you needing direct U.S. military action. Now, I will say that there is talk about them there being boots on the ground. Do not let any of that worry you. This is all being done in the exact right step-by-step procedure. And if that happens, it's going to be it's because it's absolutely necessary. I'm going to show you what Envoy Witkoff said, and you know that these people will not go down without, you know, a fight, and just they're going to have to be put into submission. Just like if you had, you know, I'm not so different from if you had someone who was, you know, attacking you, you have to put them in submission. And that's what it's going to have to take. Okay. So it's a classic move. Trump's using regional players who actually have skin in the game to squeeze the problem. No oil, no gas, no seat. Europe's self-made energy clubs. Why the EU, UK, and NATO are absent is because they're green policies. All this time, they've been trying to get everyone to force them to go to wind, you know, and solar and all that. Well, now they don't have the energy power, and so they're not even at the table, along with all these others that I was just mentioning. Because their green policies and anti-Russian sanctions have left them with absolutely zero leverage when it comes to energy. Kokenna points to rushed LNG imports and delayed vote on banning Russian oil as symptoms of desperation. You don't look at what they say, look at what they do. When they are rushing all this and they're delaying the vote on banning Russian oil, they're saying, we can't ban Russian oil. That may be the only way we can get oil. Okay, so they are desperate because they've put all their eggs in the wind and solar basket. This isn't just about current talks. It's about the end of Europe's ability to dictate terms in the Middle East or globally. This is what President Trump is doing, what you will not hear on these. The old British EU financial and energy chokeholds, this is the Lords of London, are being dismantled in favor of American-led manufacturing, AI, and real energy security. President Trump is in control. No doubt about it. So they're stripped of their leverage. And then the proxy war is losing steam with Zelensky. Zelensky's scrambling for last-ditch support in London and Washington as the sponsor of Western backing fades. This is all happening at the same time. Also, President Trump's broader strategy, he's redirecting the Gulf wealth into U.S. manufacturing instead of the London banks. That is a huge piece of this too, because they've always been able to control who gets the money because they control the banks. And so President Trump created the Export-Import Bank. We've talked about that, remember? And so the corporations are getting the funding that they need to build up the manufacturing base in America. And that's what President Trump is doing. You know, we don't need you banks anymore. He said, we don't need you NATO anymore. And he said, we're going to save a lot of money. Because we're not going to be, they are not working with us on this issue with the Strait of Hormuz or Strait of Trump. We're not going to work with them. So this is what's happening to rescue the entire world. And someone might say, well, you know, why do we care what's going on in Iran? Well, I don't feel that way. I feel like that these, you know, we caused this problem back in Carter's day. And so we don't need to leave them with this terrible Iranian regime. Basically the arm of the New World Order satanic criminal cabal to destroy them. They have, how many thousands have been killed? I mean, it's just awful. But even if we said we don't even care, it does affect the price of oil all throughout the world. And you might say, well, but we are energy independent because of the shale. Well, That's true. But the price of oil is has been established by these people, and that power has to be wrestled out of their grasp. So that's what President Trump is doing, and whether they like it or they don't like it, and they don't, they do not like it. So President Trump, I'm sorry, this image is not very good. That was the best image I could find of this meme that President Trump put out. I need to anyway try to find a better one next time. Sorry about that. Anyway, so President Trump was bragging about that we have more oil than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined. Look at that. I know it's really hard to see, but here you've got Saudi Arabia, here you've got Russia, and we have twice that amount. So we are in the catbird seat. Thank goodness for shale, because that really turned everything around, because we were, they've shut down so many of these ability to get oil from pipeline and from Alaska and wherever, but we have the ability to get it through the shale. So yay for that. Thank you for our wonderful President Trump. And also, Russia is bragging that they have $75 trillion in natural resources, compared to, yes, America has $45 trillion, but everyone else is much lower. So, in other words, game over. We don't have to be led around by the nose by the Lords of London, these evildoers who have run the world. So, and they've like I said, they've put all their eggs in one basket. They thought that they were going to be able to control the energy. And in one swift move, President Trump turned it all completely around. And they're out. It's really, really amazing. It's very, very good news. So like I said, if you want to see more about that, go to that video, Trump Clues, The Real Choke Point, if you missed it, because that goes into more detail of how this is happening to the Lords of London. Now, this is where Trey Yingst came on today saying that reports indicate the U.S. is preparing for a possible weeks-long ground operation in Iran that would include thousands of U.S. service members. Over the weekend, the USS Tripoli, manned with 3,500 troops, including 2,500 Marines, arrived in the CENTCOM area of operation. Have you seen that? No, I've been talking about this on my social media. I've been posting some of this information. And so, you know, what is going on? A lot of people are going to be flipping out because they are afraid about troops going into Iran, and that this, we're going to have this never ending war. Well, this is the thing. We have a window to get control of the world commerce and to get control of these evildoers. And it has to be done according to plan, according to this very, strict timeline. And if that's what it takes to get them in submission, that's what is going to have to happen. And that's the reason we have our wonderful military, so that we can save the world from these criminals. And I was talking to this dear friend of mine, and she's, you know, unhappy about all this. And so I just wanted to read to you guys this one passage. You remember, we always look at this in the light of God's word. And I just did a video yesterday talking about Moses. Let me see if I can find that one. Here, this one. Seriously, is Trump Moses? Okay, leading us out of slavery and bondage and into the promised land. And so I really encourage you to watch that one too, because I think that one really helps you to see how this is biblical. Well, if you remember, back in the day, God called, first of all, the people were crying out to the Lord, praying, Lord, please save us from these terrible taskmasters. They were taking their children. I mean, I don't even want to tell you all the awful things that were happening to the people of God in Egypt from the terrible taskmasters. They felt that they could do anything to them, anytime, anything to their children. I mean, it was awful. It was awful. And they cried out to the Lord. And so then the Lord called Moses, and Moses, remember the whole thing about the burning bush? He saw the burning bush, and the Lord was speaking to him. He says, take off your sandals. The ground on which you stand is hallowed ground, holy ground. And so Moses was called by the Lord to go to Egypt. Again, he had been raised in the palace, so he knew all about, you know, how all this was to be run, which is amazing. The amazing thing with President Trump, he knows how to run so many things. You know, he's been moving in the circle of these powerful people for a very, very long time. And he knows all that they've done, everything about them. So they go in, and immediately when Moses goes and tells Pharaoh to let the people go. They make their lives harder. The Egyptians make the slaves, the Israelites' lives harder. And I want you to see what it's saying here I don't know what chapter this is. This is, hang on real quick, I'm going to find out the chapter for you guys. This is chapter 5. Chapter 5, and it says, Moses went back to the Lord and protested, "Why have you brought all this trouble on the people?" Let me back up a little bit. He says, verse 20, "As they left Pharaoh's court, they confronted Moses and Aaron, who were waiting outside for them. The foreman said, 'May the Lord judge and punish you for making a stink before Pharaoh and his officials. You have put a sword into their hands, an excuse to kill us.'" Okay, why am I bringing this passage up? It's because the people all over the world, including me and you and the people of Iran and all of the world, have been praying, "Lord, please deliver us from the hand of these evildoers. Save us from our taskmasters. They are doing things to our children. They're just the on and on it goes. I'm not going to go into all the detail. You guys know it all too well. And we've been asking the Lord to deliver us from their hands. But then when salvation comes to push back on the power structure, Pharaoh, or you might call it the New World Order, they begin to, you know, kind of take some of the heat of this, and they're upset about it. Like, you're making things worse. Well, and that's kind of what it's been like over the past 8 years. You know, we were just going along, just living our lives, and all of a sudden, each one of us woke up at one place or another, one stage or another, and we began to realize how evil these people were and that we had to push back. And the more we push back, the more they push back on us, because this is a literal war. It's an information war, and they don't like us exposing them. And so they've canceled us. They've just on and on with all the things that they've done to push back on us. And so it's exactly like what happened here in Exodus chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. They're saying, "Why, you know, go away, Moses, stop." That's what these protests are, is stop, President Trump, stop, you know, fighting Iran, stop fighting the New World Order, because we're catching all this heat. Okay, well, you're the one who prayed. You wanted to be rescued from this, the hand of your evil taskmaster. So this is what it takes. And so, I know I'm talking to the choir. I know that you guys are always ready for the fight. You're ready to stand in the gap, and you're ready to push back on the evildoers. You're ready to expose the truth. You guys are amazing, amazing. And I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm not going to relent. I'm not going to stop. I'm not, it's like the pedal is down all the way to the floor. And that's what we're going to do. And we're not going to be like these people who were pushing back on Moses. Like, Moses is over here trying to save you. I'm like, people, what don't you get? These protesters, but they're brainwashed. They don't understand. They don't get it. And so there you go. It's okay. We're going to save them kicking and screaming, whether they like it or not. And they're going to like it. They're going to like the golden age. All right. So I just wanted you to see, yes, I'm so ready for deliverance too. I'm so ready for deliverance. But if it means that our Marines have to go in with boots on the ground, that's what it's going to take. And that's okay. The Lord is going to help us get saved from these people. And I know you guys are, give me the thumbs up if you guys are all in to do that. And so, yeah, definitely. If you are liking this content, please go and hit the like button right now. Hit the like button right now. Make sure you are subscribed and that your bell is rung so you get notified when we have a new video coming out. If you can join in on, follow us on both the Melissa Red Pill 11 over on YouTube and also Red Pill the World over on Rumble, and make sure that you share this information, because this, what we're talking about, is the biggest picture of all. It's how the Lord is rescuing humanity, and very much like Moses, how he sent Moses. All right. So I want you to see that. So Steve Witkoff who's the special envoy who has been talking to the Iranian regime proxies that work for the New World Order, he reveals this shocking thing. He had a great full comment. It's on my social media. Definitely go and follow that. If you don't know where all my social media is, The Real Melly is over at melissaredpill.com, and you can find The Real social media there. My ex is Melissa Red Pill, and you can find where I am on Telegram and the other social media. He had a great whole comment. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just will play this short little clip right here. He was talking about that they had the ability to enrich, and they were then when they heard that they possessed enough of 60% enriched material, 460 kilograms to make 11 atomic bombs. You know, and so they said, "We're not going to give up diplomatically what we would not win militarily." They would not stop. They would not buckle. They would not acquiesce unless we would come in militarily. And that's what we're potentially going to have to do, is to have boots on the ground. They're not going to give up until we force them to. All right. I want you to hear what he had to say.
"The Iranians have the inalienable right to enrich. Then we heard they possessed enough 60% enriched material, 460 kilograms, to make 11 atomic bombs. Finally, we heard the following statement. They would not give up diplomatically what we could not win militarily. In other words, they were again miscalculating the success of Midnight Hammer, which was a total success. These are incontrovertible signs, among many other signs, sir, that their regime had not given their negotiating team authority to make a deal required by you. We can follow you from there."
At the end, he said, "Do not miscalculate again." They have to know that they are outgunned, literally. The thing is, they really don't have anything to lose, because they know that they're going to pay for the crimes with their lives, and all the truth is going to come out. And so all they can do at this point is to fight. As we were told on the board long ago, you know, what do you do? How do you cage a dangerous animal? Because the animal is not just going to go, "Oh, here, take me." They're not going to do that. And so this is what we have to do. We have to put them into submission. All right. So everybody has to be tough. Everybody on your tough? I know you guys are. You guys are the tough ones. You guys are the tough ones. All right. So let's go on to the next thing about our wonderful president, what he was saying about his legacy. And so it may not appear right now, he's going to say that, it may not appear that he's a peacemaker, but he is. And when we realize that he's trying to wrestle the power of these pharaohs to be our taskmasters, out of their grasp, then we see this is exactly what he's doing. He's trying to bring peace in the world, not only for America, but for all over the world. And so, you know, eventually everyone will understand it. But for right now, they may not.
"What do you want your legacy to be?"
"Well, I'll tell you what. So I told you that I settled 8 wars. That means millions and millions of people. Some of those wars were going on. One was 34 years. One was 32 years. One was 29 years. One was 22 years. They were long-term wars and a lot of people being killed every year. So I've saved millions and millions of people. And I mean, I know it doesn't sound right for me to say this, but I'd love my legacy to be made as a great peacemaker, because I really believe I'm a peacemaker. It doesn't seem it right now, but I think I'm a peacemaker."
He definitely is. That's exactly what he's doing. And so, the most that we can do to help people understand that, the better off everyone will be. And they'll be a happier camper if they realize what the big picture is. And that's why I share this information, because it's important, you know, that people have that aha moment. And they realize there are evil pharaohs, and we don't want to be like the complaining Israelites in the book of Exodus. All right, so I want you to see that. If you definitely go on our channel if you are really liking this information. We have lots of great health information also on our channel. Definitely go and check into that. It's over on freedomforce.live/health. And so make sure I'm going to put the link over in the chat. And so definitely check into this. For those of you who don't know, you know, I was, during this whole battle, I'm a tough cookie. I was poisoned, and that's here I am still fighting. And so, you know, I've been able to find real remedies that truly do work. I just don't trust most of what comes out of the AMA. I'm very, very thankful for Robert Kennedy Jr. and how all he's doing. These are the types of things that he recommends, is the methylene blue, which you've seen him take, the silver solution, which I get from one of his compatriots, whatever. Also the way that we can detox, and that we've got to be able to live through all their onslaughts. And they have not stopped. They have not relented. They've actually doubled up, just like the evil pharaohs. So yeah, definitely check into the probiotics. If you haven't checked into that, you're going to love it, because it will help you get your microbiome back in shape, because they've done such a number on our intestines. So definitely check into that. So yeah, all these wonderful things you can do. If you don't know about the how to stop the pain, you've definitely checked into that. This is what saved my mom's life. Oh, she's on 3 opioids a day because of the pain, and now she doesn't even have to take aspirin. It's really wonderful, wonderful. I'm so thankful for finding all of these wonderful remedies. The game changers of the, I'm not going to say the word, the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about. This one right here, which is all this over on my health page. All right, so next, what is going on with the currency? What is President Trump doing with putting his signature on this currency? Now, you and I know that this is Federal Reserve currency. This is just a bunch of monopoly money. This is fake money. And it has been since 1861, at least. If you look here, Trump's signature will be added to the U.S. dollar banknotes to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. independence. Okay, they're saying it's for the commemoration, but it's bigger than that. And you know that. Trump's signature will replace that of the U.S. Treasurer, which has appeared on U.S. dollars, dollar bills since 1861, when federal currency began. Well, the federal currency began when this group came in and started printing this money. And this was a big reason that the Civil War happened. They said, you're not going to control our currency. And so the truth about the Civil War is going to come out, and it's going to be a whole lot different from what we were told in school. But this is the whole thing that President Trump is doing, is to get control of our currency, get control of commerce, get control of trade, get control of the money. Because when the criminal cabal is in control of it, we see what they will do. They will use it to spray us. They'll use it to jab us. They'll use it for 1,000 different evil things, right? Okay. Oh, thank you. That's so sweet, R. Carly. I was worried my voice was still not working, but you wish they could hear me. The truth. Thank you so much, R. Carly. That's so sweet of you to say. I was afraid you were going to be like, okay, we can't hear her at all. All right. So yeah, what we are seeing happening in this movement is what we were told by the board long ago, back in 2018, December 12th, 2018. Yes, gold shall destroy Fed. President Trump is getting control of the gold. He's getting control of the currency. And that's what the signatures on the banknotes really means. Now, if you've noticed, the silver and the gold has fluctuated. And the gold has gone way up, and they have not been able to push it down. And one of the things, I'm trying to remember who it was who said this, one of the top people in the cabal said, basically he admitted that they don't have the ability anymore to crush the price of gold. So that is huge, and that goes right alongside what we were told on the board in 2018: gold shall destroy Fed. And so also the other thing that's happening is that Warsh is going to be the new Fed chairman. Now we say Fed chairman. It's going to be restructured. It's not going to be the same as what it has been. The Federal Reserve is not what we were led to believe, that this was the bank that controls our money. And that is not the case. The truth is, it has been a conglomeration of the cabal banks, the cartel of banks that have controlled our money. This is why President Trump is always railing against Jerome Powell. I'm going to play a little clip from him on this. But in May, the end of May, Warsh is supposed to come in and take over the Federal Reserve. Well, I just have a feeling that it won't be the, quote, Federal Reserve anymore. Just like, the UN is being replaced by the Board of Peace. And, President Trump has a coalition of countries that are really, really the ones who are controlling the commerce rather than NATO. This is going to change also. The Federal Reserve will be restructured, as we were told on the board. And so Warsh is going to somehow, either be the Fed chair, or the Federal Reserve won't even be there anymore. I mean, it's coming up pretty quickly. Now, he has not been approved by Congress of course, we know the Congress is useless and controlled anyway. So this whole thing about the Save America Act, that they won't even agree to only Americans being able to vote, tells you everything you need to know about Congress. Okay, so here's Jerome Powell and how he admitted that they just print money out of thin air. Check this out.
You simply flooded the system with money.
Yes, we did. That's another way to think about it. We did.
Where does it come from? Do you just print it?
We print it digitally. So we, you know, we as a central bank, we have the ability to create money.
Okay, that's what can't continue. That is what can't continue. That's basically where they siphon off all the value to themselves, and then they print this fake money that the plebs, the peons, have to use. And so that they have been doing this for so long, and that's what's got to stop. And so, you know, President Trump is not going to allow them to do that anymore. So admitting the scam in a shocking admission is igniting fury across the Patriot community. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has confessed that the Federal Reserve prints money out of nothing. This exposure rips open the massive scam running the American financial system, proving that the anons have known all along about the globalist control. Americans work endlessly only to be paid in currency with no real value, created from thin air by powerful bankers. Powell stated clearly that the Federal Reserve creates money digitally and injects it into the system at will. This is pure fraud, enriching the elite while impoverishing the people. In 2026, inflation continues to crush households, rising costs of food, housing, energy, destroying savings, and making life harder for working families. The constant printing devalues every dollar in your pocket. You guys know all this. You know all this. And President Trump is going to stop this. This whole pharaoh, demonic evil that they have been doing. It answered, the Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel, not a true government body, set up in secrecy in 1913. It answers to no one, allowing Powell to dictate economic policy without oversight or votes from the people. The confession confirms everything patriots have suspected for decades about the rigged financial matrix. This system of debt and fake money keeps the population in chains through interest paid to international bankers. This whole criminal cartel that has been running the world based on our backs continually. The exploding national debt threatens our future with big banks getting bailed out repeatedly. Not anymore. The Q movement with the Great Awakening are revealing this financial tyranny. President Trump has battled this deep state tool and will help end the Fed's reign, restoring true economic freedom. Patriots must demand an audit and the end of the Federal Reserve. It will be restructured. That's what we were told. Return to asset-backed currency and breaking free from the globalist bankers. The House of Cards is falling as more wake up to the truth. Spread this message. So I thought that was a great thing to read. But this is what I believe is behind President Trump signing. Let's see if I can find that again. President Trump signing the notes. Question is will it be different? You know, printed out different notes, are they going to change them out? Time will tell. We'll find out exactly, you know, what happens on that. But if he is signing these notes, then that tells us it's backed by his name. He's not going to put his name on something that is backed by this Federal Reserve bankers. Don't you agree? He's not going to allow them to continually control our currency and manipulate all this anymore. So this in 1861 was when they first started this. Even though this was before the quote Federal Reserve took place, this was what really spurred on the Civil War. That we cannot allow you to control our money. And if you remember, the very last words of the famous Andrew Jackson was that he stopped the banks. That was his last words. And then he died in 1845, I think it was. And just a few years later, here they were starting a civil war to get control of our commerce, our money system. And that's what President Trump is going to stop. Because if we don't stop what's going on in the Middle East with them controlling the petrodollar, and if we don't stop how they're controlling our currency, not only ours, but currencies all over the world, then it's nothing else that we do is going to matter. So our wonderful president is a genius, and he's getting this done. This is what is behind him signing these banknotes. I really believe it's this is happening this summer. That's another clue that lets us know that we're really close. I feel it. Oh, and I got another thing I want to show you, and I don't think I have it on here. President Trump said, do I have this? That, okay, no, I don't want to forget to tell you this. Okay, that's about Netanyahu. I'll tell you that in a second. All right, let me see if I have this. All right, I don't have it. I guess I somehow deleted it. Okay, I'll just tell you what he said. President Trump said, he said, oh goodness, now I've lost my train of thought. That April 2nd is Liberation Day. Now, he said this last year. He said this in 2025. And he said, April, we don't want to have it on April Fool's because we know what April Fool's is not a good day to have this. He knows that April Fool's is a day we commemorate the foolish Egyptians following God's people into the Red Sea, being destroyed by the Red Sea. And so last year he was talking about April 2nd being the Liberation Day because it would open up the tariffs. And we know this is a year ago, and we know what a big deal the tariffs have been and how hard they've pushed back because that controls the commerce, because we're trading based upon a sovereign country dealing with another sovereign country without this cartel in the middle telling us what we can do and at what price we can do it. And always taking all the proceeds and the profits off the top. So he talked about the tariffs, being a huge liberation for the humanity. But what if he was really talking about 2026? I'm just going to say, I think it's so cool that Passover, if you haven't seen my Passover video, go watch that Passover video and learn how to do that, because it's such a beautiful picture of our liberation. So, it's falling on April Fool's. And so Passover is actually a 7-day festival. So that's something to look forward to. Is it really the bringing down of this cabal? We looked at Purim, and that was when, right on Purim, President Trump went and attacked Iran, which is, of course, the Iranian regime was the proxy of the cabal. So now we're seeing, and he said done in 30, what if this is a big Passover? And what if April 2nd is a big day of, which is 30 days till done in 30. What if that is a big day for liberation for humanity? We'll see. We will see. And it really is coinciding with potential of them going in boots on the ground. So we'll watch and see. All right. So I want to make sure to tell you that, because somehow or another that is not on my list of screens for you. All right. What is President Trump saying about Cuba? He says, Cuba is next, by the way, but pretend I didn't say that, please. Everybody's got to be free. We can't just have, just a few countries free. The entire world has to be free. And that's what he's saying. We're even getting to Cuba, which suffered untold years. Check it out.
No, but I was watching this and I'm hearing them saying, could he be losing the MAGA base? I don't think so. You know why? Because MAGA wants to win, number one. Number two, they want our country protected. They don't want another country out there that's hostile and crazy to have a nuclear weapon. And number three, they like us protecting certain allies, whether it's Israel or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or UAE, any of them. They want that. MAGA wants strength and they want victory. They want success. And that's what we have. And we have been very, very successful. When I went into Venezuela, I said, because I campaigned on the fact peace through strength, you wouldn't have to use it.
Okay. So, yeah.
I said, you'll never have to use it. But sometimes use it. And Cuba's next, by the way. But pretend I didn't say that, please. Pretend I didn't say that. Please, 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 media, please disregard that statement. Thank you very much.
He's so funny. He's so funny. He didn't make any mistakes. He's saying every word he says is calculated. So, yeah, MAGA supports President Trump, 100%. Even CNN had to report that. MAGA supports him 100% because we see the big picture. We understand what he's trying to do to set us free from this criminal cartel. The ones who don't see that, they are still living in the past. They're still living between, you know, Republicans and Democrats, and they're just, they don't even get it. It's okay. Eventually they will. When peace settles over the world, they'll finally realize it. So yeah, if you haven't seen my book yet, The Golden Age, the audiobook is done. Yay, the audiobook is done. It's over on, it's not approved yet on Audible, but it's over on melissaredpill.com. So make yourself a note to go and grab that. And so, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you saw it and see all the wonderful things that are coming up for our wonderful golden age future. It's going to be so wonderful. There it is right there. There's the golden age. It's going to be amazing. The golden age of abundance. Because we won't have them stealing from us and running the commerce and doing all the evil things to us anymore. And we'll have all this unity. Also, one of my favorite chapters is the Golden Age of Unity. We'll not have all these people continually trying to cause division and struggles and strife between people. Won't that be great? No more fake news. No more deception, the Bible says, for 1,000 years. All right, y'all ready to talk about BB? I don't want to talk about BB, but I want you to see this because it's really important. CNN, the CNN crew was detained by Israeli soldiers, the IDF, in the West Bank. Saving Israel for last, right? Okay, so this journalist was put in a chokehold, and the entire CNN crew was detained for 2 hours in the West Bank. I've even heard reports that they're saying now the West Bank belongs to us, which the people of the West Bank have known, you know, that as soon as they got finished with Gaza, that they were coming, the IDF was coming for them. Incompatible with what is expected of IDF soldiers in the area and promised the incident would be thoroughly reviewed. Yeah, right. Yeah, the Israeli military said that they're in trouble for that. This is what they do all the time. This is not atypical at all. Check this out.
Producer Abir Salman identifies us as journalists before translating the soldiers' commands.
So the soldiers just immediately came up and started pointing their weapons directly at us, telling everyone to sit down immediately. Obviously, we're not posing any threat here.
The commander comes straight for our camera, and within seconds... Soldier has just put photojournalist Cyril Theophilus in a chokehold, forcing him to the ground.
Don't touch him like that. Give me my phone.
The soldier who assaulted Theophilus continues to demand he turn off his camera before another smacks my phone.
So as you can see, what we have seen happen in the last 24 hours is that settlers came to this area. They settled that hilltop. And now you have a lot of soldiers coming to this area with the Palestinians in this area. They're on top of the home of Imad, the man that we were speaking to. And we're seeing the soldiers treat the Palestinians in the area as the threat, when really what started this problem was obviously the settlers who came in the middle of the night and took over land that's not theirs.
The Palestinians here are detained and questioned. Soldiers detain us too and walk us back to our vehicle. They say they're trying to establish order between settlers and Palestinians.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I don't think so. And no, I know you don't think so either. So that is how they treat the people. And so they clearly feel that they can do whatever they want with impunity and not have to pay. And so, yeah, I hear it says, the Israeli military said the soldiers' actions were incompatible with what is expected of IDF soldiers. Yeah, right. This is what they do all the time. It's absolutely outrageous. And so they have been able to get away with it for all these years. And we know saving Israel for last. So this is very important truth that we put out there. All right, so get a load of this. This is the one that I was telling you before at the very beginning of the video, that this is what was going viral on X yesterday. Here it is from Netanyahu's own mouth. I'm going to play it, but you're not going to understand because it's in Hebrew, unless you understand Hebrew. He funded Hamas $35 million a month via Qatar using U.S. tax dollars and tells investigators this is confidential and can't be leaked, okay? We have neighbors here, sworn enemies. I'm constantly passing them messages. I confuse them, mislead them, lie to them, and then hit them over their heads. typical. He is the top IEF officer, just like these soldiers. Absolutely lawless. Netanyahu worked to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas. I want you to hear that again. Netanyahu worked to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and to keep the West Bank under the control of the Fatah with the goal of preventing them from ever being united. Netanyahu arranged for Hamas to receive $35 million a month, every month, from Qatar. Suitcases of $35 million in American currency every single month. Cash. Stacks and stacks and stacks of cash. Because the Qatar knew him. They put him in a request in writing because they knew he was going to lie in the future. They said, you've got to put this in writing. We don't trust a word you say. Nobody trusts this guy. He's a liar, right? The result, $1 billion from your tax dollars and mine went into the hand of Hamas. I mean, it's one thing if they're going to waste our money, which is bad enough. It's bad enough that they waste our money. The worst thing is that they use it to fund all this chaos in the Middle East that can keep all of us enslaved, not just in America, but all over the world. And to control all the commerce, control, you know, through all this mayhem. This is how they've done it. This is what President Trump is ending. This is what has to happen. They all have to be put in subjection. Every one of them, every last one of these criminal evildoers, they will lie and lie and lie some more. So some of this is in English, so we'll just listen to this.
The public blames Netanyahu for October 7th as the one who fed the beast. He did not create Hamas, but he fed it.
Netanyahu, who is against peace and who is against having a Palestinian state, dealt with Hamas for a long time as a strategic friend. It was important for him to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and keeping the West Bank under the control of Fatah and preventing them from being united in any way. In order to do so, Netanyahu was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
At the same time that he was under investigation, he arranged for Hamas to receive $35 million every month from Qatar.
Netanyahu can't give the money by himself. Israel will not give money to the Hamas. You cannot even transfer this money through banks, because even the banks don't want to cooperate. So you, the Israeli Prime Minister, needs to beg this small and very rich country, Qatar, to give money to our enemy.
These suitcases of money was given to Hamas under the request of Benjamin Netanyahu personally. And because the Qatarians knew him from the beginning, they were asking him to send them his requests in writing because they knew that he's going to lie in the future.
He allowed more than $1 billion to be transferred to the hands of the Hamas because he believed that he can control the level of hatred. It's nonsense. He cannot control the flames.
אני עושה מה שאני יכול, בתיאום עם גורמי הביטחון, להחזיר את השקט ליישובי הדרום ותהליך, ולכל צעד יוצא מן הכלל יש מחיר. כשאתה נוקט צעדים של מנהיגות, תמיד יש מחיר. אם אתה לא יכול לשאת במחיר, אתה לא יכול להאמין. ואני יודע לשאת במחיר.
Your strategy was keep Hamas there, weaken the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank, sustain the extremists, weaken the moderate. This exploded in our faces in the most brutal way on October 7th.
Bibi tells the world again and again and again, I'm the expert on terrorism. I know how to fight terrorism. I'm the protector of Israel. And under his regime, we get into this incredible, unbelievable war.
There you go. There you go. I just want to make sure that you guys saw this. This is what was trending on X yesterday. And so I want you to see that the truth is coming out, that he was controlling Hamas this whole time. And for those of you who have been with me all this time, you know that I had shown you guys the Economist magazine cover from 2012. I ought to pull it up because it shows that this was planned way back since then. Let me just quit and pull it up. If you just type in Economist magazine 2012, you will see the cover has two paragliders. It's going to pull up for me. Maybe so. Nope. Okay, there we go. This is the one. This is the one where it's got two paragliders. They're shooting each other, and one is Hamas, and one is Netanyahu. You see Netanyahu's face with a star on from the Israeli flag? I've so much to see in this picture, and I'm not going to go into all the detail, but I just wanted you to see this. When do you ever see paragliders shooting at each other? This was clearly planned from, this is the cover from 2012. This was all highly controlled because that's how they run everything. That's what we know now, that they control everything by all this chaos and mayhem. All right. So I want you to see that the big, big deal that was in a big exposure for Netanyahu, that they have never, you know, he doesn't normally get exposed like that. So that's pretty, pretty cool. In the mainstream, you know, with the alternative media, yes, but not in the mainstream. That was a big deal for it to be all over X yesterday. All right, I think that's everything I had to show you guys. I hope that was really helpful to piece together what's going on when President Trump is removing the power of NATO, removing the power of the UN, removing the power of the banks, removing the power of the Strait of Hormuz, now the Strait of Trump, and the quote, the Lords of London. This spells the end. Don't forget, this Wednesday. Now I'll see you Tuesday at 11 o'clock. At 6 p.m. Central. But on Wednesday is Passover, and that's a big day as a celebration of our deliverance from our enemies. First, we, you know, go and fight them, and then that we're liberated from them and their power. And so, as he said, April 2nd is Liberation Day. We'll watch and see. It's going to be a big week. It's going to be a big week. So hang on tight. Don't forget that to like this and share this and have your bell rung, because I might likely come on if something big is happening. And I don't want you to miss it. All right, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We thank you, and we trust your plan perfectly. And you said, with through much suffering and tribulation that we inherit the kingdom. We know that your kingdom is coming, and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We know that is, you're going to be setting free the entire world, and we're going to walk across this Red Sea and into the promised land. It may not feel like it right now, but we know, just like the Israelites, that they had all this struggle, and they just could imagine that the very next day they would be free from their taskmasters. And Lord, help us not to be complainers like they were, and from all the fear. We have no fear. We have no worries. We know we are trusting your timing and your plan and exactly how it has to happen. And we're not going to complain. We're not going to gripe. We're not going to moan. We're not going to groan. We're just going to be at peace, trusting your plan. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided for us every step of this way. You have protected us. You have made sure to keep us safe from them, and also from all the things that they've tried to do to our bodies. Thank you, Lord, that you have revealed all this wonderful information to us so that we understand the truth. The truth is setting us free, and that you've brought us together here in this Freedom Force Battalion. I thank you, Lord, for the unity and the love that we have for each other. And I just thank you for the day that we will see, everyone will be unified all throughout the world. And, you know, once these ones who fostered all this division are gone, I thank you, Lord, that nothing can stop what is coming. You have planned this for thousands of years, and we are here as witnesses to see it and to be a part of it. And we just want to show ourselves faithful by just helping you in any way. You just tell us what you want us to do, and we are on it, Lord. We're just so thankful to be part of what you are doing in this day. And again, I pray your blessings on everyone on battalion. Just continue to strengthen them and use them in a mighty way for your kingdom to come. Will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right. Love you guys. Yeah. Definitely check into my book, The Golden Age. Keep an eye on my page, Melissa Riddle. Good things. I've got some good information things coming up. So stay tuned for that. Definitely check also the health page. And like I said, we're going to get through this, and then we're going to live 1,000 years. But we got to get there. All right. I love you guys. I'm going to jet, and I will talk to, let's see if I can sure do this right. All right, guys, I love you, and I will talk to you later.
Rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.